You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clutch to fuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Front pocket wallet that helps you reevaluate your everyday carry. Launched by a father-son team and funded on Kickstarter in 2013, the Ridge now resides in the pockets of over a quarter million men and women. The RFID blocking wallet is made by two metal plates, either titanium, carbon fiber, or aluminum, bond together by a durable elastic band. Boom.
Yeah.
Out the way. We are cooking it, man.
Read the line on the back.
Oh, there's one on the back, too. Jesus Christ.
Just a promo code.
There was no arrow. It says read the back. All right, there is a promo code. Get 10% off today with free worldwide shipping by going to ridgewallet.com/YKYD. That's ridgewallet.com.
YKWD.
Of course, YKWD. What did I say?
YKYD. But that's fine.
You know what? You know, I speak three languages and sometimes it fucks me up, you know? One time. Jay just walked in. We got Dean. We got Foley. What's up, man?
Yeah, we got all our guests are here.
Everybody.
Everybody's cooking.
Awesome.
What's going on, guys?
Sorry I'm late. Mo's hosting, so security was a bitch.
I feel like I'm looking at my reflection if I let myself
go.
Have some piercings. No. I've already let myself go there, Jay. I thought you could tell pretty easily. What's cooking, guys? It was a really busy weekend. I mean, a lot of things popping off.
You're special, man. That's what's cooking.
I am excited about that. Thank
great.
You for bringing that up, Dean. I was
hell yeah.
Awesome.
I was going to see if I didn't get any of your thoughts on the Khabib fight. That had to mean something to you.
Are you kidding
me?
It
got intense.
I had a bandana on. I was by myself. I had a Khabib. Yeah, that was like the...
By yourself? Why? Do they watch you if you're in groups?
Yeah, they do. They watch me. my wife was there, and she just didn't understand totally what it meant for me. Like, it was just such a big deal. Because I felt like Khabib was not getting a... It was like so much with McGregor just saying some of the foulest shit you could say about somebody's background, his heritage, and everything else the guy stands for, and I always thought that he was everybody's against him. They even boo him when he says "Alhamdulillah," which literally translates to "Hallelujah." Like, it's fucking hysterical. And if a guy jumps out of anger and holding it in for so long, I don't think it was as horrible as they made it all sound. And I was just upset, and I'm very, very fucking happy that McGregor lost his ass.
I was reading his dad was going to beat his ass today. Did you read that?
It's a very good possibility.
Wait till I get a hold of him. McGregor ain't shit.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe that his dad's going to bring a full-grown bear this time. You know what I mean?
Oh, Khabib's dad's going to be pissed about it?
Yeah, because he thinks
it's
rude.
He's not raised that way, bro. Yeah. He's like really, you know, his dad has like tamed him and really like worked on his... you know, ability to be polite and good and humble and loss and wins and, you know, what have you. And I think that his father is really upset that he displayed what he displayed after the fight. It's just hard, man. I think it was really hard for him to keep it in there.
I'm too dumb to realize some of the insults that we've been going, like offering him whiskey and shit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that's like...
It's
like a real
major
fuck you.
Thing.
Yeah,
it's a massive fuck you for sure. Especially somebody who is really observing Islam the way he is. Like, he's really like he's a believer. He believes in like something way greater than everything else, and this is what has empowered him and lifted his whole family. Have you seen a picture of his great grandfather?
No.
His great grandfather was like a general in the military. It was like unbelievable. The guy, his great grandfather had the eyes of a UFC champion for sure.
I mean, McGregor got his ass beat.
I mean, I believe. What do you guys feel about
that? Yeah.
McGregor's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's an Irish piece of shit.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely a showman, but I mean,
That's what I
don't even. I don't know if he.
That goes beyond showmanship, though. Yeah.
Well, no, absolutely. But I think in his mind it wasn't going way past showmanship.
Right. It's
but
just straight
like,
racist.
He just didn't know. It's like I think there's nobody in his corner going like, "Hey, like lay in heavy on this stuff, yeah, pull back on that stuff."
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
There's no. They're all yes men around him for sure.
Yeah.
What I didn't like is that he was you know, it was, yeah, that's it. That's it right there. That's the one.
Wow.
Saqib Iqbal.
Sweet hat.
Yeah, I mean.
That's the hat.
That's yeah, a hat.
100%. I mean, that's the thing that upset me is that it was taken as like, oh, it's just being sport. It's a sportsmanship. You know, whatever McGregor was saying, calling him a rat. I mean,
well, sportsmanship.
He brought that shit up about his dad saying that he was on like a list after 9/11 and that he turned on people.
Trying to make him sound like, yeah, yeah, exactly. That was just some foul shit. I mean, my God, I'd spit on him too after I choked him out. He's like, I got your chicken, I made him tap. Like it was.
Did he spit on him? Is that what he did afterwards? He spit on him?
Yeah, I don't think he made the gesture as if like, you know,
I know
what
the
mean?
That's a good one.
I know the
that's hardcore.
How pathetic! Just seeing McGregor was weird. Looked at.
Oh man!
Like when he rolled over and Khabib was yelling over him, it was just such a defeated. Like,
oh, he was just right. He just looked like he hadn't fought in years. In that at that moment, like, whoa, I got my ass beat.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like. Yeah. He was saying, "Wow, I got my ass beat," and then the guy who did it was yelling at you, "I beat your ass."
Rocky's a lot. Real Rocky III moment right there.
Yeah. And they said, and there was a big thing about like McGregor. You know, getting hit after the fight, and that shouldn't have happened to poor McGregor. And he threw the first punches on both occasions.
Yeah.
When the guy was.
He did get suckered, though.
He threw the thing at the
he
bus.
He got suckered after.
Yeah. He threw the shit at the
he
bus.
Threw. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's a sucker punch, he man, on people in there. Yeah.
100%. And it
see
was
that big dumb Mick get dropped in the. Out in the hallways of the arena.
No, oh yeah, I did see that.
One of his goons.
No, just some big doofy lanky dude. Yeah. Just finally, I don't even know if it was a Muslim guy or whatever, but some guy just probably.
Russian. He was just Russian. Yeah,
I mean, just popped him in the face. It was an immediate split face. Like when the guy was unconscious, it was already covered.
Oh,
in blood.
I didn't see that
one
angle.
Shot. Oh,
I just
great.
I just saw the Irish guy like talking mad shit, and then all of a sudden, the Russian guy's like, "Oh, really?" Bam, and that was it.
How about
I don't
greatest...
fuck with anybody that speaks like that. By the way,
no.
Anybody says what you said to me, like
really
I
ain't
let that shit go.
Not at all. First of all, they've been in mandatory military. You know what I mean? So it's like you're already, you know, you're going to lose because they've been beat up in the military.
The military is no joke.
No joke. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like the whole thing overshadowed the big fight of the weekend. Shaggy Two Dope versus Fred Durst.
I love his
really
miss. Yeah. Complete miss. How
now,
do you
I
miss
know that? It wasn't even a complete miss. It was worse than a complete miss. It was a light, gentle tap with 2 feet in the air.
Yeah.
On his back that made Fred Durst go.
I missed that completely.
Why is the Muslim traditional hat look like a raver girl? Are you wearing like a, like unicorn
they
horns
took it from
or whatever?
Us, man. Cultural appropriation.
Cultural appropriation.
No, is honestly, this guy the world's foremost DJ, or is that Khabib's great grandfather?
That guy.
Watch it. Khabib is gonna pop in here. And what do you say about my grandfather?
I bring you on day ones and twos. The steel wheels.
He was actually
check
the
my levels.
Headliner in Vegas after the fight. Right there, he was just like, "Step aside, marshmallow head."
So no, it's actually that's very indigenous to that area. It's not necessarily traditional Muslim hat right there for sure. As a matter of fact, you would see a lot of Hasidic Jews. I mean, certain ones that would be wearing that type of hat as well.
That's dude, Dana White's great though. Just right away, he's like, no, we didn't want this to happen. We didn't want this to happen at all. And what? Like,
oh,
the
Dana?
Only talk
oh.
now is already about a rematch.
Oh, yeah.
Right away after the fight, it was like people might be deported and licenses and visas and how's someone gonna get a green card? And they're already like, let's do it again. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't stand Dana's press conference afterwards. I just couldn't stand
it. I do like when he plays like dumb on it all. He goes, "Do you think maybe you shouldn't show all this like personal stuff in the trailers?" He's like, "What? What?
No, what?
I don't.
What?
I'm not a camera guy. Yeah.
No, he was like, "No, it's part of the narrative.
It's part of the story."
Yeah.
But
yeah,
look, it is part of the narrative. And like I said, you're selling a fight. That sold it all right for sure. But I don't know how there wasn't more of a feeling of like. Hey, one guy's not playing along.
Yeah, right.
100%.
Conor McGregor's doing fucking you know, burpees and shit and the thing, yes, talking shit, and Khabib was just like white knuckled holding his hands together.
Oh, he wanted to beat him so bad from the moment he saw him.
You feel like his friends just going like, dude, Tony Ferguson may have had the best press. You watched the whole press conference?
I watched
Tony Ferguson trying to say hindsight, yeah. Where he was like, I saw Conor McGregor in the hallways, and when I turned around and looked at him, I saw fear in his heart. I go, he wasn't thinking about you idiot.
Yeah, 100%.
You guys are in a fight that's happening right tonight.
Yeah, he was thinking about the guy
with the champ. He's going for a belt. He's not worried.
All due respect, like, I wouldn't fight any of these guys, and I'm horrified of any of them in the ring, but yeah. Tony was like, that interview was terrible.
Yeah, he's an awesome fighter. But
awesome
man,
fighter.
About a guy, but stop. There's a few guys in the UFC, I like the ones when you look at them, you've seen him fight. You see him devastate people on their thing, and you're still like, in a bar? I still give it a go with this
guy.
I'll give it a go with this dude.
Yeah, what about Lewis?
Tony Ferguson, I'm like, man, that would be I'd really get hurt in a bar fight there, because they'd be like, that guy's a fighter. I'm like, is he?
Is he?
Is that goblin a fighter? Oh. Don't worry, I got it.
He was crazy. What did you think about Lewis? That fight, that heavyweight
Lewis
match.
Gomez?
Yeah. No,
oh, that
no.
fight. Yeah.
That wasn't Gomez.
That was last month,
yeah.
Dude.
No, wasn't it Lewis?
Not Lewis.
Yeah, it was
now I'm drawing a now
the heavyweight
I'm blank
match.
On his name.
The heavyweight match.
Derek Lewis. Yeah,
Derek Lewis.
Yeah, that was a good fight, actually.
That was a really good fight.
That was an insanely, like, not good fight, and then that last 10 seconds made it one of the best fights ever. That was
100%.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then he took off his shorts, and why'd you take off your shorts? Because my balls were hot.
My balls were hot. If you hear all the other stuff he said about going, that's the thing right there.
My balls were hot.
Yeah, that post-fight interview, he said, I'm going to throw my wife's legs up and see what happens.
Yes.
Wow.
Like, what are you going to do now? He's like, go home, throw my wife's legs up, see what happens. He said Trump called him and asked him to not take care of this Russian for him.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that he's just a dude.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
it was that or sanitation worker.
Yeah.
So he's killing the game.
Yeah, I'm absolutely. Really upset that Khabib's dad wasn't able to make the fight. I mean, why couldn't he get a visa? That is
that makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, Dana's hanging out with Trump and shit, and I was looking at the Instagram, and he commented about, you know, Khabib was commenting about how Dana was with Trump on one of the pictures, like, "Hey, ask him to give my dad a visa." You know, I'm wondering why his dad didn't. I mean, it must be because of his name or some kind of shit that's happening.
Trump made sure that he wasn't getting in, for sure.
Yeah, I'm wearing some Russian shit.
Trump parlayed McGregor.
If his dad was there, if his dad was there, that would have never happened, for sure. He would have never jumped over the cage. He would have never been allowed that. Did you guys see a new thing? It was an interview, I think it was back in his, I think he went back to Russia, and he was talking to his people, Khabib was, and he goes, some people say that I did wrong thing by Joe. Some people say I did the right thing by jumping over, but I tell you what, you can't keep an eagle in the cage. Okay? An eagle is not meant to be in the cage.
I like how he turned it to his nickname.
It was really, really great.
I like how after he won, all the people were complaining, like, they should outlaw grappling. It's like, you know, that goes back to Royce Gracie, and all that. That's how he beat everyone, and that was like immediately people had to learn how to ground fight.
Right.
You know,
Remember, what was it? Tim Silva, I want to say it was.
Shamrock?
I think it was Tim Silva, that big guy, when he got... That's back when there wasn't even weight classes.
Yeah, that was the best.
That was the best shit.
But he would do, like, he broke a guy's arm, and, like, you didn't see... Like, it looked like he was just hugging him.
Yeah.
And everyone was kind of like, what is this thing? And all of a sudden, the guy starts, like, tapping, like, when he comes to his arms, like, dangling. And then everyone was like, We should probably check the school out.
Absolutely. That's when he retired and started teaching. He's like, now come learn how to do this.
The worst UFC level fighter right now would have walked through the UFC like 1 through 20.
100%. Like Tank Abbott.
I mean, like a person just like the worst. Like not even the worst. Just like a newer, right? Like Mickey Gall. We all know Mickey Gall. Mm-hmm. Like, Mickey Gall would have walked through you, because he just has skills that none of those guys were prepping for. He was like a bouncer versus a ninja.
Yeah,
100%.
Absolutely,
100%.
Which was fun, by the way. Super fun.
So I would love. Yeah, it was. I also like to see people fight outside of the weight classes. Like, it doesn't even matter.
That was great.
It's all about the art form. It's all about which one is best, no matter how big you are. You know, that's what they always say, no matter, like in Aikido, no matter how big you are, a wrist lock is a wrist lock, and you're going to go down, period.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to see,
too. But it got outlawed in America for a while, so when it had to like fight to come back, they really had to like regulate it.
Absolutely.
But it did make these insanely more skilled fighters. But you're right, just they're trying to bring back now. I just saw a Vice like half hour documentary on, they officially did their first event for bare knuckle boxing.
Oh,
it was in Wisconsin, and you can look that up, Mike. The bare knuckle fighting. It's
Jesus.
Pretty intense.
Wow.
It's pretty because it really is. There is no grappling.
Yeah.
And it's just guys.
Isn't that what they did back then?
Watching a sumo wrestler getting his teeth kicked in by a kickboxer and seeing someone get choked out by a gi. These are all things you don't typically see in MMA fights, but they are all important events in the history of MMA, and they all occurred in UFC number 1.
Eight of the deadliest fighters in the world.
Look at these.
Oh my God.
I like they're all muscly guys, and they're just some dude. Is that Mr. Ferguson, my fourth period cheese teacher?
Yeah. Introduced to the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, it is.
UFC 1. If you've only been introduced to
this, he's got
to
make this quick. Their post-fighter views are like, all right, I'm really happy.
Is that Butterbean?
I won this. I got back to my shift. To the Circle K.
Was that Butterbean?
I don't know, but that guy was wearing briefs.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That
guy,
so weird.
That was that Butterbean guy, right?
No,
jiu-jitsu based now. That is so funny when it's given all the styles. It goes kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, and people are like, Jew what?
Yeah. Sumo. Yeah.
Jim Brown popping in?
That was some of the crazy shit.
But I'll tell you what, out of the gates, UFC actually had more rules. They were trying to come over from that, what's it called in Japan? Pride?
Yeah.
Like Pride, you could stomp on faces.
Kick nuts?
Could you?
I think so. You can kick nuts.
But
I know
for sure,
the
guys on the ground, you can face stomp
I think
them on the ground.
You just couldn't bite.
Crazy.
Fucking face stomp.
I remember having to just get the, you like rent the actual videos to watch these.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my step-up got it on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
The first one ever. We were like, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah. I got the cable black box. Bought one in the neighborhood, $100. And because back then, Tyson, you'd pay for the fight and it'd be 1 minute, it'd be like $100. So I bought a box and I just started watching all those, and then I just charged neighbors to come over.
You
gotta pitch in for the box, dude. You know?
How much was the box?
It was like $100. After like the third one,
Called it the Scrambler? They used to call them the Scrambler.
Yeah, well, I thought it was the Scrambler.
It was never a box, it was just a tube you screwed onto your cable and it was scrambled.
I like that it was, it seemed like such like high government. Like tech shit at that point.
Yeah.
And now it's like Amazon Fire Stick does the same thing. Plug it into a port.
Yeah.
These idiots gave me a port to plug it into.
Yeah. It's so
why
crazy.
Does my TV have a USB port if not to steal things?
Or just having like the old Nintendo that has every single game you've ever wanted.
Oh, that was the best, right?
No blowing on the games anymore, no nothing. Just plug it in, it's over.
I got Soder got me that for Christmas a couple years ago, and I do turn it on from time to time, but it really is like a. You got about a half hour of old Nintendo in you before you're like, I have a game that looks like I'm playing in the NFL in the other room.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not sure why I'm dialing back.
The sticks. It's everything stick figure.
Oh,
you're like, what? It's going.
And, watch a bullet go like this, like super slow motion. Yeah. I'm trying to save America in the other room. It's an actual Vietnamese
who?
Kid.
Against who? Okay, Vietnamese kid. Yeah. We'll pass on that.
No.
What? No, I'm ready, man. This Khabib thing has me hyped, man.
Shit.
Khabib thing has me hyped.
Who's ready for an in-town race war?
Listen. It was one of the worst things to see my nephew Osama killing his own people on a fucking game. I'm like, what are you doing, man? Stop chasing our own people. What the fuck are you doing? It was just fun. You're the worst.
It's just fun.
Just seeing Osama just going into Iraq with his military, his military just destroying his own kind. I'm like, you are not raised right. I'm gonna call your sister over, my sister over. Hey, what else? Amy Schumer got arrested over the weekend. No comment. All right, perfect.
Protesting Kavanaugh.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like it's sort of inconsequential.
She got detained. Yeah. She didn't get arrested.
She had detained. All right. Thank
sorry,
you
I didn't
so
know
much
that much about UFC.
Popped.
I couldn't jump in on that.
Yeah, but you read it on this one. she
it
was detained, actually.
Fruitless effort, though. You got confirmed anyway.
Isn't that wild? I mean,
I am surprised that there's rarely ever in any of those things. I mean, I guess there are a few with, like, the police, but it's like, prosecute hard a couple of these cops. So every story... I mean, I go on World Star Hip Hop every day looking at, I'm like, fights, girl twerking her booty, and then it's like, another guy getting shot, warning, graphic, cops murder a guy for saying, please help me find my lost dog or something.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you're like, I mean, and then the next news is like, also, remember that guy who shot a guy last week? Well, he's off completely.
Yeah, 100%.
And
it's like,
and how about this like, one when people always go disgusting. Like, did you see that video? And then, it's like the 89 videos I saw last month. You know what I mean?
It's South Park nailed that with the school shooting thing. That's just background noise at this point.
Oh, man.
It really is.
I mean, that was really smart. You're like, you're so many of them. You're like, you almost, yeah, you do lose the.
If I had my own kid, I would homeschool him for sure.
They just locked up
your own kid, right? Not your step kid.
Yeah, she's already finished. You know what I mean? Yeah, she's 22. She's in college. It's already done.
You know, 9/11, the McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomb. Like everyone was sat in front of their TVs for hours and days.
Yeah.
Like what was going on? Like our world's not what it was. And I mean the not, obviously nowhere near on the scale, but like would be pretty huge news. Like the dumpster. Explosion here in New York. The guy made the pipe bomb or the the dumpster explosion. Like
I wasn't my here
spot,
for the record.
My spot. I'll take a look at your travel docket. I believe you, but just take a peek. Just
I'm okay
own,
with
you
it.
Know,
look at
I want to be able
it.
To tell other people I saw it. And then, I did two spots after it.
Yeah,
like that night.
Isn't that crazy?
In at the VU. Blocks, you know, technically a walk away from where that happened.
Yeah,
fucking nuts. I mean, we've become so desensitized, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Everybody...
I mean, Chappelle said it in one of his specials. I'm not sure if it's in one of the specials, but I've seen him say it many times before. He was talking about when the space shuttle exploded, and all the kids were watching at school, watching the launch. They sent everybody home.
Home.
Yeah.
The entire
Christy
country
McVie,
was
that.
Mourning.
Yeah.
Yep.
The entire country was mourning.
It's a big deal.
Now it's like...
Our teacher had to go fucking...
Yeah. roll the TV out of the fucking
giant,
you know,
heavy-ass TV on the thing.
Get on a step stool or something and go change it.
Yeah.
We're totally desensitized. I mean, they're like, if you see something, say something. And nobody's looking at anybody. It's all their phone. It's like, what are you going to see? Like, a bomb's going to go off and you're done. You know what I mean? It's like, we're all on the subways.
I think it's also a catch-22. You see something, say something. If that something's nothing, like then you're
racist.
You know? Or you're calling out people. That's a rough position to be in, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, you say, who gives a fuck? I'm saying this seems suspicious to me, but like, it does. Like, if not, you're like, it's a piece of shit. You know what I mean? Like,
100%.
It's the same thing. That's the rough position. Again, I don't think a lot of people have perspective on both ends of that. I think it's ridiculous. If a little black girl's selling lemonade outside and some basket case fucking white lady comes out and is saying racial shit at her, and say, of course, like, fuck that lady.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? 100%. But like, you're just, same thing if you were like that girl was out there, like in the bottom of all the lemonade bottles was a fucking eighth of weed or so. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I don't know. It's like, then that lady's like, wow, she stopped an international drug ring at some ground level. Do you know what I mean? Like,
international.
Just, you know what I'm saying? There's just no. And then if not, like that lady's like, look at this piece of shit. And it is. Like, that lady should be, like, strung up for, like, what are you doing? Just like calling the cops on any black kid in front of your place.
Yeah,
but
I
at the same
like
time,
charges
now you're
should
like,
be pressed against
now them. You gotta be afraid if you see a bunch of, a black dude's doing shifty shit outside your house, and like you go, like, we want the cops to come check that out or something like that.
Well, even
like, they
then,
are doing
they
something
are.
Like that's not a story though, where it's like, lady stopped crime on the street by calling cops and getting this thing done.
Even if they you are stopping small crime like that, people are on your side. Like in the last Spider-Man game, the new Spider-Man game, I mean, like people
I beat
are,
yesterday.
Yeah, people are like, Spider-Man's a narc because some of the crimes you stop are like low-level drug deals, and it's like, stay out of their business, Spider-Man. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Video game narc. Spider-Man's a narc, man.
To be fair, he is kind of a bitch about it. He's like, not in my neighborhood.
fucking Spider-Man the rat.
Yeah.
I love that. That's hilarious.
That's so funny, bro. I've been out of the game. I've been out of the games just in general. Yeah. Just like,
do you smoke weed?
Games. I do, yeah.
That's weird that you're out of the game then. Because most people that smoke weed are way into video games.
Yeah, I mean, like, I have a few games, like, on my phone, but that's just more of, like, almost an ADD thing. I just need something
like
to.
Like puzzle games or something. Yeah, I do that. That's constantly my thing. I'm not a big checking social media or social media guy, but I'm on my phone a lot. Just like keeping myself like occupied.
I play that
Candy
game.
Crush and
I
shit like that. You do that?
I play Tinder. That's
candy.
A brutal game. Tinder. Oh. Fucking. I got Tinder thumb.
I have Alien Shooter. I was working Comedy Works and they have Galaga in the back. Oh, yeah. And I was like, man, I bet there's one on my phone. And that's been it for me. I'm fucked.
Galaga's the best, man.
It was one of my favorites. When I started playing and I was like, oh, there's got to be a version for my phone. And then I've just been on an Alien Shooter nonstop.
I do feel at 40 though now, like I got. About Spider-Man, I beat that. It was fun because it's kind of mindless and it was sort of easy, which was great. It was like a easy like learning curve on it. But I always get NBA and football.
Yeah, that's my shit.
And on the road, I bring it still and I play them on the road. But even when I'm home now, I just the time to do it. You know what I mean? Like the value of how important I'm getting to it way less and less. I remember getting it and like always taking the package. I mean, well into my 20s and 30s, like opening up, it's like, oh, we got to play Madden right now when it comes out. Like I don't. I haven't played the NBA. I have them, but I haven't played NBA yet. I think I put on Madden once.
I just care it's like, too much. When I'm too competitive.
Like, I don't play because I know
it's everything
gonna,
I do.
I know
like,
it's
if
gonna
I
happen.
Play that shit, I just have to like beat the whole fucking thing.
That's the
and
thing.
And then I have to sit all my friends next to me and beat the shit out of them too. Like it just becomes a whole thing.
The sports game. Yeah,
yeah
that's
the
other too. Not having like friends around during the day.
Yeah.
Like I used to also is a big thing of like not turning it on very much. I just play 100%. My own seasons and there's no like.
Yeah, I saw something on Instagram where they showed a picture of all the different PlayStations and Xboxes that went through all the different. I was like, I know, like one of these devices. I think
I don't know
really
any.
Sure.
I haven't played video games since it was the you know the ones at
the joystick.
But I love the arcade when I show up. Like I go to the vintage arcades. They have them around the country.
Yeah.
I go. Burr and I were at some place in Grand Rapids.
I went to it's like a, it's called like Barcade or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, and you go, they got one on St. Mark's, and you go in there and you fucking lose your mind, man. If you're like a guy like in the late 40s, early 50s, you're like, oh, Centipede.
Yeah,
it is funny. You've done like virtual reality, and then you're back like playing Karate Champ.
Right. You're so into it. You get so into it, man. Like,
yeah, there's something nostalgic about it.
I wish we'd learn about the new systems, TSA. Because how many times, I don't know what kind of a list my PlayStation 4 is on, but it's been swabbed more than any human being, I'm sure.
Fucking H4 podcast recorder, it sucks. Every time I got clear and pre-check, it looks like a stun gun. You know what those look like?
TSA is such a joke.
They just, every time over there, you know?
When they open like the part of the PlayStation 4 that comes off, you're almost like, have you guys ever popped that? And it's just been like the red liquid and the clear liquid waiting to mix.
Yeah. Like, okay. What is this, Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Take this over here.
I love it. I think it's such a massive joke. That even that X-ray machine, that thing never works properly.
It never works at all. It said my hair has had stuff in it.
Oh, yeah.
When I was coming back from Canada a couple weeks ago, Calgary, that was the worst one I've ever had. I never argue with TSA because I just want to keep moving.
Yeah.
And I have TSA pre-check on this side.
Of course.
So I don't really have too much of a
problem
with that.
You don't have global entry?
Which I have to get.
That's the trick.
Yeah. I know.
That's the only way.
That's a big, big deal when I have to make the appointment to get that because coming back, now they got me in Canada. Right when you get in the security line, a lady pulled me aside. And goes like, you're random selected for a extra screening. Sure, okay.
Yeah,
and I know I got to take out the PlayStation and my laptop because I check bag, but I bring that in my book bag.
Yeah,
I take them both out, and she goes, first time ever, you have to take the case off of the laptop.
Oh, fuck,
it's clear.
Yeah,
it's like gray or whatever, but it's like a see-through cape. I'm like, it's such a pain in the ass to do. So I'm like, all right. So I finally get it off, and then she swallows. I go, I've never heard that before. She's like, yeah, no, always you got to take it off. I go. You just know it's not true.
Yeah, of course.
Then I get back in line. I take both things out again. And this is feet from each other.
Yeah.
I take both things out, put them in the bins. I send it through. Then I go through security. They go, you've been randomly selected for the hands up, you know. The I go, sure. That's what I always do anyway on a TSA pre-check. So I'm like, fine, sure. Do that. My hair. They got to run their fingers through my hair. I go, okay. Like, He goes, all right, you're good to go. Then I walk over and she goes, who's this? The bin with the PlayStation thing. She goes, I got an extra screen. I go, that lady over there, literally just extra screen.
Just like, right? Swabbed.
She goes, how do I know that? I go, you guys don't have some sort of communication. Like, to not slow this process. There's already 1,000 people here.
Yeah, 100%.
To slow this process down, you don't keep in contact that I already got that guy's stuff.
Just look at her.
Then
you know?
She goes and swabs again. So now swabs the computer on top of the case. And I go, I thought this lady told me that you have to take the case off. And she just like... She just like was like, just take your stuff. You're just fine. You're good to go. And it's but what the fuck are you doing?
I want to argue about this.
Well, you're completely right. I don't have any weed on me. Yeah. So I'm like, let's all, really. I'm like, I'm here. I'm time for my plane for sure. So I'm like, what are you doing?
This is Khabib level anxiety.
Talk
I feel
to
inside
each other.
To me. Like, this shit pisses me off more than anything else. To me, I chalked it up to like, this is capitalism at work. Okay. This is perfect. Let's build these machines that just go boop, boop, and they don't do a fucking thing.
Fake jobs.
Let's sell billions of dollars worth of fucking machines or hundreds of millions worth of machines all over the world, spread them out for the illusion of safety.
Totally.
Okay?
It's like, it's insane. I think it's just another metal detector.
It's like a worse metal detector.
It's like using
detector,
a wand
honestly.
And using the thing you have on the beach. Yeah. Like, I think it's like this is different. I think it's just two things. Yeah.
It's like the fucking
some old guy.
Beach combing you.
Found a bottle.
Treasure. Oh, bomb.
tickle.
Those are my balls. Yeah.
It's the same as the street cleaner. I don't know how the fuck that even got sold, and every city has it.
Push it off to the curb?
Yeah, that's all it does.
Wet it and push it off to the curb.
All that thing's for is just to write us tickets, you know? Like, 100%. Just say, hey, if you park here on Tuesdays, you're fucked for a ticket. Don't send some machine going by making mud.
You want to hear a New York lucky that I have? I live on a... I don't have a car in the city anymore, but when I did, I live on a police station block.
Yeah.
So all that, like, alternate side of the street has to do with street cleaning. It's 100%. That's all it has to do with. And I said to keep that job going. But because the cops don't play by anyone's fucking rules, they just don't street sweep our block. So if you park, you don't have to even pay attention to the signs. Also because they can't tell whose car is... If they start ticketing, they might ticket the fucking guy, the cops. So they don't ticket anybody on the street. And you just get out. So our one block is just like, if you park.
No. I'm on the same thing, because when I went to Jay's house, he goes, this is a great block, police here, so no crime and parking and everything. And then my block, same thing, the biggest precinct in New York, you know? So when people come over for the podcast and stuff, I'm like, you're fine right in front of the stairs right there. Yeah. There's no one on my block ever. No one. People just walk by. There's no homeless, nothing out there.
Well, it's funny. There is, our being a police block, there is a weird element on the street a lot, but so I think it deters like crime as far as like, I don't think anyone's coming to break in across the street from the police station for sure. But I will say what criminals, if you're local and listening, you should know the last thing they feel like doing in that police station is reporting or dealing with any problem at all. I've had a couple. I had a guy who came at me weird on my steps, and I literally put my hand on his chest as like, hey, buddy, like, what are you getting so close for? He was like asking for stuff. It was like a goofy white dude. It wasn't anything that was like a scary situation at all. I put my hand on his chest and he fell like into the ground in the cars and so like hit his head. Ugh. And it was like, he was talking shit still, but this wasn't a guy to fight. So I went down to the cops and I was like, hey, you guys might want to like drunk tank this guy for a few hours because he can't stand up.
Yeah.
He's so hammered. And they go, all right, we'll call it out to dispatch. I go, no.
You're right,
one of you four guys should probably just go grab him. They go, it's not how it works. We have to call in the dispatch. I go, all right, whatever, man. And then I saw this guy wobble down the street terrified. The other one was Christine. My girlfriend comes running in one day. I was on the couch. She goes, Jay, you got to come outside. There's a guy shitting on our stoop.
Oh, man.
What are you going to do? Yeah.
So I go, by the way, immediately I'm like, if he's shitting on the stoop, I've already pictured him in my head. And I go, I could beat this guy. I go out. I literally run out. I like making like a fat accomplishment that makes you feel athletic.
Yeah.
I have 3-step stoop.
Yeah.
You could step up all 3 in one shot. But I did the hold the railing, jump over the shit, and then hauled ass down the block because she points out who the guy is. Mm-hmm. And it is just some grizzed out bum. Your home was like just dirty. Clearly has an ass covered with shit, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's like still buttoning his jeans. And I grab him by the arm because we're across the street from the police station at this point where he went to, where he walked down.
Did you step over the turd, though?
I jumped over
the turd. He flew over the turd. Did you miss that part?
I fucking cleaned the cube, man. Yeah. Why'd you chase him?
Why'd you chase him?
He had toilet paper. He was like, dude, fucking finish. No, like,
well, if I saw the guy, if he was going to get aggressive, I'm like, well, then it's a good stat pad for knocking a guy out.
100%.
I go, this guy's going to be frail, and if he comes at me, this is an easy knockout, and I get to go, there you go, look at me, look at my record beefing up. Look, all Khabib's 27 wins weren't against great dudes. Trying to pad my stats. But anyway, I just see by the time I'm running towards him, I'm like, this guy, I'm just going to walk him into the police station. So I grab him, and he left like 2 soft serve piles of shit on my head. Huge. And I go in and I bring him in the police station, and I literally.
Citizen's arrest? Look at you, man.
I thought I was so cool. I walk him through the first door, like with him.
Yeah.
The second one, he just drops. He just goes dead weight on me and stops like in the middle of the doorway, basically.
No fight? Cops, he didn't put up a fight?
No. And the cops are like, he's going, like, what's up? And he just kept saying what was going on. And, you know, I'm doing the. We watched a video on Legion of Skanks yesterday, like the wound up adrenaline, like that woman who keyed the car. If you saw,
oh yeah, I saw that.
She's going like, going crazy. Yeah. I'm out of my mind, but she's not running or anything. So it's not even me. I'm not even, you know, the distance I ran wasn't what was out of breath. It was just like that adrenaline, like what's about to happen here. So I'm like, here you go. I'm going, the guy goes, you shit on my floor? You shit on my steps? I'm like, why am I out of breath?
You turned into Wahlberg?
I'm just so like here. I'm like, what's happening here?
Oh my God.
And I walk in, I throw him in the police station, and I do a citizen's arrest. I go, hey, here you go. I made your work easy. This guy just fucking shit on my front steps, man. And they go, what? And I tell him, I go, this guy just shit on my front steps. Like, arrest him. And they go, oh. As dicky as this, I promise. That's why I say it's always very funny. I have never, except for ones that have become fans in some weird way, never in my life once had a cop come to me as just like a citizen asking for help and help me. I literally have a story of it.
No, me neither.
I've had them come when I've called for help, and then when even to being a kid, like laugh at me for calling them.
Right.
Or very weird shit.
Yeah.
He goes. So I go, shit on my steps. He goes, well, guess what, man? He goes, that's not illegal anymore. Talk to your mayor. Now they guess they all hate the mayor. They go, talk to your mayor about that. It's not illegal anymore. I go, what? And he goes, yeah, buddy, sorry. And I go, all right, well, I go, he was, my girlfriend saw him, came out to him shitting, so he exposed himself to her. So there you go, legal exposure. He goes, look it up, man. That ain't illegal anymore. And I was just like, that dicky about it. Then,
is that true, though? It can't be true.
Exposing yourself's gotta be.
It's gotta be this. They said no. So we leave kind of defeated, and then I guess like their last ditch effort to do something. I don't know if we went down the block, but when we came back, there was a cop standing there with his arms folded, watching the homeless guy.
Yeah.
Sit on our steps. They gave him a gallon of water. And you know the brown paper towels of like school?
Oh, yeah.
And they're sitting there watching him just pour water and smear his shit all over the steps.
Oh,
I go,
no.
This isn't helping. He goes, and the cop's going, he goes, no, it'll eventually come on.
Yeah.
I'm like, please,
next
end this.
Oh,
just
my God. Mud.
Just a
poor Russian ass who had to come out and bleach, mop the fucking steps.
Oh, man.
I just imagine, like, if I was witnessing that, I would just take the biggest bucket of water and just chunk it at him. That's the only thing that I can think of.
Just fire hose that guy.
That's all. Fire hose that guy, but you don't have that on. Who? How do you just shit in public like that?
That was the least degrading moment of his day.
Yeah, probably.
Dude,
probably.
I walk to gigs every night, man. I see people shitting everywhere. Like,
do you
all
really
the
see
time.
Like, I've never seen anybody shitting.
Last night I saw a guy just shooting up right on 4th. He's just sitting there. I'm walking by. He's like, hey. I was like, oh, fuck.
I've seen a guy just take a piss.
I've done that all the time.
I mean, like, while he's on heroin.
You got to piss in this town. You piss.
I'm always intrigued by public girl pissing.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's always so weird.
It's like seeing a unicorn.
It's pretty hot. I've seen like girls in dresses for clubs, just like between cars, and their friends all watching
just
them.
Holding
it's like,
stuff.
You're just going for it, huh?
Yeah,
that's a porn fucking fetish channel, a public pissing, right?
It's called XP.com. here's my login if anybody wants to share.
Should have filmed the guy shitting.
I'm still not over. I'm still not okay. Let's just do this and get it out of the way. All right, guys.
Pissing and shitting doesn't give you a boner.
Yeah, absolutely. This will definitely help. You gentlemen, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Well, back when you would finish with a lady and then you'd be ready to perform again, and when you performed, it was never at 3/4 mass. No, always at full mass. So, but like all things, age catches up and can impact your performance. But thanks to our new sponsor, BlueChew.com, you can increase your performance and get some extra firepower in bed for free with promo code DUDE. All right, BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue, and chew, because BlueChew.com has created the first chewable supplement packed with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Since they are chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. And we could chew a pill, too, right? No, but no, this is a lot better than that, of course. So you can be ready to go whenever opportunity
You can mainline a BlueChew, I think. I mean, technically.
Yeah. Look, guys, if you didn't know, it's called BlueChew. BlueChew, you'll be 100%. there whenever you need to be. And not only that, but it can shorten your recovery period if you want to go again in the same night. What?
I got to shoot Bluetooth between my toes because my neck veins are dead.
Hey, Bluetooth ships straight to your door in a discreet package. So no one in person, in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy. And best of all, I've been told that your dick gets harder faster.
Let me give a disclaimer.
Who's making me read this
Can I
thing?
Give a disclaimer? Let me give a disclaimer on this. I'll give you a good disclaimer on this one to pay attention for. I've never taken Viagra. I've taken gas station Viagra before.
Bumblebee shit.
Yeah, like
horny
the
goat
rhino.
Weed.
No, like rhinos and samurais. Yeah. Like, yeah, all those. And they now I know those work that you just participate normally, and when you get hard, it's like raging. I get that. I always thought Viagra and the Cialis and like the supplemental stuff is supposed to like you take it and then you get like an involuntary raging boner and then fuck. So the other day I had the Blue Chew and Christine goes, "You wanna?
You tried it?
She goes, try the Blue Chew." So I go, "Yeah." So I chewed it up.
Yeah.
It's a commercial for pay attention to what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I chewed it up and sat there, and maybe like 15 minutes later, Christine started trying to kiss me, and I went, "Wait, it didn't happen yet." She goes, "What do you mean?" I go, "No, I think it's like, I'll let you know when it's like when I'm rocked up." I go, "Then we'll go for it." I go, "I want to make sure that that's working before we jump into it."
Yeah.
And then she's like, "All right." And then like an hour, 2 hours, like then we both just got tired and didn't fuck at all. And then I was like, and then we read up on it, and it's like you're just supposed to go as normal. And then same thing. When you get hard, it'll be.
It'll activate. Yeah, it'll activate the whole situation.
It doesn't just give you a no matter what's happening boner. Yeah, you can't Viagra somebody at a funeral and they'll have a boner. The way I've always believed.
You're playing Madden, all of a sudden you get the boner. Like,
oh, guys, I must have loved that screen pass.
I mean, that was a lot. Of chewable. I didn't see this happen. Have you tried that goat stuff, though? The goat weed or whatever? Have you?
No.
It definitely looks like fake garbage.
I haven't tried any of that because I'm always afraid of, like, fucking heart attacks. You know, like, your heart gets racing and shit from it's what I heard.
Yeah, Aaron Berg said that about the gas station stuff before. But the gas station stuff's always been fine for me.
Yeah.
I've had a problem with it.
I've never tried
the
blue chew
is better.
Stuff.
Significantly better. And it's... Doctors are looking at it, not a guy at a bodega.
100%. Yeah. That's much better pay.
I have a look at the guy going, goes, "Oh, he's good. Yeah. He's good. Get you a real strong heart."
I still want to go back to TSA. I'm still hot about that.
Sure. Go for it.
Can we just talk about the 3.4 ounces?
Why do people
with
gold teeth protecting our borders?
Yes.
Keep going. Oh, I shouldn't know your name more by your earrings than your name tag.
Yes, 100%.
Chuck Wanda.
The 3.4 ounces, what is that deterring? Like, it's the idea that you'll have too many liquid on you that will blow up something up, supposedly.
I roll through with
all shit. Why don't I have, like, 30
shit.
Of them?
Always. My thing is full of stuff. Never once have I stopped. Just white guy thing. You know,
I mean,
just
I hate to go back. I hate to go back to Die Hard with a Vengeance logic.
Yeah.
But when the guy took the two things, he put them on the edge of a paperclip, I think?
Yeah, it was a paperclip.
And touched them both on the end and threw it, and a desk blew up.
That's it. An entire
desk. So I don't
know,
3.5 ounces of that, I think, would take out a city.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. We need to take that to Discovery Channel and see if this is actually plausible. It was just, what's that name of that show? What's the name of that show?
Mythbusters?
Mythbusters, that's it. Yeah.
We got to get a hold of Jeremy Irons. Let's get a lock on his location. If he answers the phone with some kind of goofy accent.
Oh, that's
McClane. He goes, "No, it's not a real person, Mr. Irons."
Oh, man.
I want to speak to John McClane.
John McClane. Is he sitting there chewing his glasses?
Die with a Vengeance. How about a nod, Die with a Vengeance, Artie Fuqua with his fucking...
Oh, that's right.
With his braids, talking shit to...
Artie's on that?
Yeah.
Artie's in the gang. Remember when he's wearing wearing the sandwich board?
Yeah, no shit.
And Artie's one of the group of black dudes
that walks up to him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. That was Artie Fuqua. Fire that up. Can you find that?
He looks the same.
He does look the same.
Except that he used to have the twists.
The dreads,
I love Artie, man.
That's great.
That guy's so amazing.
I didn't know he was in it. Actually, it's one of my go-tos sometimes. I just love Samuel L. Jackson in that movie. That's the reason why I watch
It's actually a fun movie. It's one of the better diehards, I think.
I thought so, too. I thought it was 1 and 3. Those are my favorites.
Nah, 2's the best.
Whoa.
Dennis Franz, no?
When he's doing
Look, I'm a Franz as much as the next guy.
Hey, here we go. Right
there he is.
Check him out.
There he is.
Yeah.
What'd you say, motherfucker?
It's funny because he looks older there. Now he looks he looks younger right now, you know?
You're going to whisper in his ear, Artie, you're going to be fine.
Oh, there he is now. Oh, man.
Pick out your dream car now.
Yeah. If you don't know, Artie Fuqua was in a very devastating accident with Tracy Morgan. He did wake up $30 million richer, though.
Hell yeah. The most successful victim ever.
It was really sad. And that limo accident reminded me of that this week.
Oh, how crazy is that?
20 people.
That's fucking
22
horrible.
People. It was
that's horrible.
It
man.
Was really disgusting.
That's
man.
Horrible.
I couldn't believe it.
And what was it a legit accident?
Yeah. The driver apparently wasn't licensed to be
driving. Yeah, no license or anything like that. Blew through a red light or blew through a stop sign.
Is that what happened? He blew through a stop sign?
Yeah, I still don't get that. How the fuck does everybody die?
Going on the stop sign? Yeah.
He must be flooring it. He must be going in some kind of clip. I don't know what he hit.
They were going to a sword and knife themed prom.
Yeah.
It's like, what was it, the Anchorman thing? The slow motion when everything's flipping over and all like there's a scorpion lands on one person. Not everybody died from the accident. It was all kind of hilarious limo things. Somebody got a Playboy emblem door lock through the head.
Just 20 Final Destinations.
That had to be a gruesome scene, though.
Somebody got electrocuted by fluorescent purple lighting.
It was
a Courvoisier bottle.
You know, it's crazy. It's last.
I want to join you, Jay, but it's just too much, man.
Was that peanut butter?
I do.
Last week.
I always say, if victims' parents, whoever are listening to a podcast today, they're laughing also.
Yeah, of course. No,
they're looking for the release, I promise you.
100%. No, that was really devastating. I didn't know there was that many kids involved in one thing. They had, like four sisters. It was really fucked up. Whole thing. I don't know.
Dude, look up last week. There was a drunk driver just rolling down Sunset, and he just drove right into the Whiskey A Go-Go. Really? Checked
no
out.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, fucking nuts, man. Just there out front, bands chilling. All of a sudden, just...
Like, did he hit anybody?
Yeah,
was it one of those like freakish things?
Hang on, Suarez is not how to spell whiskey. It's it's not tequila, Mike.
That's how the whiskey is spelled.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm an asshole, Mike. Okay. I'm sorry. But I didn't mean to make a racial joke. Also,
it's fine.
I take it back.
I mean, this is fucking crazy.
Just, you have to laugh.
You ever watch
shit,
those videos
dude.
That people just like narrowly miss death on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Those people just walking down the street and just cross over like six buses go by and they just
like that tsunami one yesterday where the people are driving and then they just turn around on the highway and the tsunami's coming at them. That looked pretty fake, right?
That's what got me when Hurricane Sandy. Now I was driving away from it and it swallowed my car on four sides.
Really?
Yeah, I had to get out and just let the water into the car. It was nuts.
Here it is. Look at this.
Okay, ready?
Terrifying crash in West Hollywood captured on video.
Crazy, man.
A drunk driver slammed
that couple that was laying on the hood were just like, no fucking way we're okay right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you see their face? He laid on top of her?
What if he put
the guy just said a cool line. He goes, I mean, at least ask first.
Whoa. What if he just starts chewing the blue right now?
Me too, man.
I mean, I would have just went for it. I'd be like, you know what? We're still alive. Let's just fuck outside on this hood right now.
That's dude, all this stuff is such a bummer. You have to, like, you said you don't want to join in on it, which I get, but it's like, I don't know, man. I have such anxiety. If I don't laugh at shit, what the fuck else are you going to possibly? We had a thing. On Legion of Skanks, I remember that it was so funny when the last school shooting, the Florida one, the Puerto Rican kid, Nathan Diaz, was that his name? No. Nathan, I can't remember his last name.
He fought for UFC, I believe.
Nate Diaz. Nathan, I can't remember his name. If you could find it, but he released a video afterwards, or they released a video that they found of him saying why he was doing it. It was a girl. It was over some chick that he liked, and she didn't like him, and he fucking went nuts on the school, and we said on Legion of Skanks, I go, man, this is like a national sadness. He goes, except that one Puerto Rican girl from the school was like, did you see Nathan shut up that school for me? And it was funny, and then someone did ask everyone to go, you think school shootings are funny? You're like, do I have to answer that? Like, no, what? Like, no. No one thinks school shootings are funny. All you could do is, like, laugh at what you could laugh at with it. I have a daughter in high school. It's terrifying, but, like...
It is terrifying.
We're a comedy podcast. These are all comedy. What are you going to come in and be like, it's just a terrible moment here? You know what I mean? Like, what? The news will tell you how sad it all is and fucked up and embellish it even to make it more funny.
Yeah,
they love to embellish.
It's funny.
So I'm just like, I'm like, what are you going to do? It's like, fuck, of course it's... it's a shame you have to say to anybody in the world, goes... No, it's hard. Like 18 people got killed and that didn't know from one second to the last that was going to happen.
I mean,
I drive so much, man. When I drive a lot, but I used to drive a ton, but even I do a lot of highway driving now. If I drive to a gig or something, and you're like, I drive tired. I do all these things where you're like, in an instant,
it could be
it's
all
fucking
over.
A wrap.
I've fallen asleep in a car before when I was first starting to stand up.
I fell asleep on my motorcycle.
And I woke up,
it was like, whoa,
shit.
What the fuck?
Oh, but you woke up and you were fine?
Oh, yeah, I was just right.
No, I woke up in a medium, buddy.
Sound.
It was,
oh, really? Oh, yeah, see, I've never done that, but I've woke up a different lane and significantly down the road, you know, like a 100 yards, like a 100 yards. Like
fucking Chevy Chase.
If you fall asleep for 1 second, it could be the end of your life. I've probably fallen asleep for 10.
Hell yeah.
And you open your eyes and you're like, all right, this isn't what the sign that was under me when I last remember looking
at it. Not even counting all the times.
And you still try
drunk.
Not to pull over.
Yeah, still try. But definitely that experience fucked me up so bad that I just can't. If I get like a little bit, I'll just stop and just like, no, that experience was so traumatic.
Oh, man.
I mean, I woke up a good mile down from where I was. Like, I was in Houston. I took a ride on off of 59 Highway, and I'm right on Bel Air, and then I'm about a mile plus down the road. This guy was obviously following me for a while because he was pissed, and I woke up in the median. I saw this no U-turn sign. I mean, I couldn't stop. I was already in the median going God knows how fast, and then boom, it's just like the sign flies off, stop sign, boom. Stop. No need to. You can U-turn and don't need to stop anymore at all. And I just pull off to the side. I found this like parking spot, and this guy's like, I've been falling for a while. Are you fucking drunk? And I was 19. I was doing stand up as much as I could, and I was just definitely killing myself. And I was like, I'm not drunk. And I remember blowing in his face. I was like, ha! And I blew in his face out of anger. This gay dude came out from like the apartment complex. His black dude was like,
I saw this
movie. My God. Are you okay?
Like, where this is going?
It was crazy, two flat tires, and the gay black dude comes out. He goes, are you okay? We call the police. Are you okay? We call the ambulance. I was like, oh shit, I'm fine. Why'd you call the fucking police? Now I'm in a worse situation. This guy just pulls up and walks up to me. He goes, hey, I just help people on the side of the road. This is how I make extra money, and I'm a mechanic. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He turned on my car. He was like, there's a shut off switch in the back trunk. Open it, boom. All of a sudden, the cops are trying to look for him. Like, hey guys, hide. We all hide. And it was just like a very traumatic situation for me that I'll never fucking fall asleep in a car.
Fuck, it got all
sure.
dark.
Shame
on
you got to learn from that. That's actually not a bad one to have to learn on, though. It wasn't so bad.
No, it wasn't.
I was on a show on IFC years ago for a while about a band, and one of the members of the band died maybe a little over a year ago now, almost 2 years ago now, but he was in a band called Adrenaline Mob, and they tour bus.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Tour bus fucking blew a tire. No, pulled over on the side of the highway to change the tire. Tractor trailer swerved and fucking erased him. He was the only death.
Split the car in half.
But, I mean, a tour bus.
Yeah.
And you're just like... So, I mean, I would always say that. I'm like, at all costs. I said, if you're tired, pull over, find a place. But get off the fucking highway.
Get off the fucking highway.
If you have a bad tire going, like, ride Sparks until you get off the fucking highway. It ain't worth that, man.
Yeah. I agree.
And by the way, I've changed a tire on a highway at least twice.
It's so scary.
Yeah, I have done that,
just by chance. You know, it happened to be on the highway. I've pulled over on the side of the road because people are like, dude, I really have to piss. And you're just like...
There's no way, man. I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's. But I don't know. I might risk it before I have someone piss in a Gatorade bottle next.
I pull over
and then I'm gonna run deep into the woods.
Let
me know when you're done pissing.
He's pissing at the car and you're in the woods.
No, I've had those. I've had a situation where I had to change the tire in the middle of the night.
Oh, it's crazy scary.
In the middle of the night too, where you can't do anything. But thankfully, I had. You know, you have apps and you have your phone, so I downloaded this, strobe light app where it's, like, cop app, and I put it on my iPad.
Yeah.
You know, my iPad's fucking huge, so I put it on there, and I just let it just flash, and I put my phone up, too, and let it flash. I make sure just to take extra precautions, because I was scared. It was fucking nothing but 18-wheelers flying by me. I mean, those guys are the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys are the worst.
Well, they're not sleeping at all, man. No. They've been up for, like, 4 or 5 days.
Well, goosed up on Blue Chew. Yeah.
I honestly didn't even know it. When my father died when I was 14, his friend gave me a job at his, this is going to sound very, whatever, it's a convenience store. It was used to be a 7-Eleven.
I see
used to work there. And it was like these little glass pipes with a rose in it. And I was just like, why are they? I was so innocent. I was like, why are they buying this for their wife? But whatever, you know. And why is he buying this SOS scrubber thing with it? Like, I didn't get it at all. And then somebody walked up and was like, nah, man, it's smoking crack out of this.
You know how many times I used to butter up my mom?
Yeah.
I've purchased those roses in my life, not realizing. And then it took me dating my girlfriend now, who has a history of smoking crack in her life.
Yeah.
Goes, yeah, they're called stems. Those are solely to smoke crack out of. I was like, no idea.
I had no idea.
You're buying your mom crack pipes.
So naive. So it's sort of my fault my mom's a crack addict.
I had no clue, man. And the only, like, I would say, like, 90%+ of the people that were buying them were all truck drivers.
No shit.
Yeah.
They were all truck drivers.
Cars in general fucking suck. Just like that, we drive, and people get in a car, like, losing your life in a car accident is so fucking pointless.
Oh, man.
And it's such a fucking bullshit thing.
You got Stamp New York. I'm sorry, man. But Stamp New York used to have a bartender who ended up going to CB's Comedy Club, and that was a thing here in New York. But this guy named Rick, just good guy, and drummer in like some hardcore bands out in Long Island. Really talented guy, and literally driving home. His brother was at the Booker at Stamp New York at the time. So it was him, his brother, and his girlfriend, and then just a guy going the wrong way, drunk, down 95, just in an instant. That he was immediately gone.
Yeah.
Girlfriend, facially scarred for life. Big gay brother, fine. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he was covered in jizz and just slipped through the cracks.
Steve Agee and I were doing this gig in the desert for Eagles of Death Metal, you know, and we were coming home Sunday morning, just midday. We're doing like 70, and all of a sudden, Steve just goes, whoa, a guy was coming down the highway the other way, 80 miles an hour, easily, and we fucking swerved, and cars were going, and the guy was just, he didn't even stop, he just kept going, wrong side of the highway, full blown.
It's amazing, but when you feel like you learned a lesson, though, too, there is a time limit on it, though. I feel like you'll do that thing again. Like, I've thought, especially after Rick, the guy I was saying from that car accident, like, passed away. He was like, anything. You're like, man, you can't text or even look through for a song or something on your phone. And then, like, you know, months later, you find yourself just like, I want to hear this song. And you always think about it. I took a dangerous one. I did a snow drive that they ended up canceling the gig anyway. I knew there was in Hartford Improv or something. It was like a blizzard coming, but they told me that the show was still going as of now. And I rented a fucking car and drove. And, like, when I got there, I was actually pretty, they canceled the show. So I went there. It was just snowed in, no food, nothing available in a blizzard at this hotel.
Yeah.
And I drove, thank God there was like almost no cars on the highway at all. Yeah. I'm the only idiot because like I would have been in 15 accidents.
Oh, easily.
I was out of the, I was like basically hitting virgin snow though. No one else was like, I'm the only idiot that was trying to get a gig. And like, this was like months ago where like everyone in my camp's even going like, fuck you, like cancel the weekend.
Yeah, if
you,
cancel the
this isn't like
weekend,
how you're gonna you're gonna get kicked out of your place if you don't have this money. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, it was dumb.
That was stupid of me.
I would actually blame the club too. I mean, it's just fucking stupid too. They just don't want to take the blame. Oh, we're gonna cancel on you or whatever. It's like, guys, it's a fucking snowstorm coming. Why don't you just deal with the situation, you know, and get over it?
Yeah, book a local if it's that big a deal.
Exactly. Book. I have had that happen when I was driving from Guelph to, it was right outside of Toronto. I was going to Toronto Airport. It was a huge blizzard, and I was already stuck there for a few days. And then I was like, oh, there's flights starting to pop off. Let me try to catch one of these. And I skied the fucking highway with the car the entire fucking way. I've never been more terrified. And actually, my saving grace was there was an 18-wheeler in front of me, and he was just fucking
tearing a path.
Yeah, tearing a path for me. But I was still just like, that tail was just going back and forth like a dog.
Look at that thing where you're like, I am 5 seconds of playing with the brake before this car is going to stop.
Yeah, I can't.
You can't just push the
brake.
That's when you start.
Yeah. I never touched the brake. Yeah. I never touched the brake. I just kept cruising at like whatever, you know, however fast I could go. It was probably like 30 miles an hour.
That's the worst fear because there's no way out of it. You're fucking on that highway. Yeah. I hate that shit.
But the worst part is when people go by you like, fuck you. Those are the worst. Those are the guys you're like, you're the piece of shit.
They're just spraying you. You're like, what the fuck?
Spraying you, and then you see them a mile down, like in the corner on the shoulder. That's happened a couple times where I see him just go by, and black ice is probably the worst. You can't see it.
I've been in a no damage, like everybody walked away, didn't even exchange information accident on ice though, but it was just that, like, it's the weirdest thing when you can say like paragraphs to yourself in the process of getting ready to hit the car. You're just holding the brake and you're like, it's not stopping, here we go, all right, I hope it's the person who has insurance, I hope we're gonna be all right. You're like, and you're like,
that's a good
thing, and you're like, Yeah. Hey. Like, you get out, you're like, sorry, there's nothing ugly. I hit the brake 7 car lengths ago.
Yeah. Just fucking
I was screaming out my window for you to go. Go!
I've been in a rental car. You ever do this? You get a rental car. Yeah. I was with a comic in Denver, and we're trying to get the Bluetooth working in the rental car because it never seems to sync right up.
Sure.
We got to get this synced up. And I remember the comic looking over at me as he was driving, and he said, I haven't looked at the road for 5 minutes. And I swear, I go, no. And I go, no, either have I. What the fuck are we doing? I mean, we're just blazing down the highway, looking at the screen, not once at the road.
Oh, God.
I like that now the car has warned you, too. They'll give you that thing like, don't do these things while the car is in motion. You're like, got it, Mom.
Yeah.
Make it colder. Turn the bass up.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out a brand new car's whole sound system while you're driving. So he goes, bass? Is a little high on this thing.
Yeah, it's like Waze.
Guess an ethnic runner this thing.
And the whole time you're going, I got the insurance. You know what I mean? I'm all
good.
Oh,
I'll tell you what, I have American Express, I think.
It comes automatically.
It does, but that'll hit you still, and so you'll get hit with all the things.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, for $14 a day, which is probably about $20 a day, is the most expensive insurance I've ever seen on a rental
car.
And they go, you could bring that thing back like in a bowl.
Yeah,
I'd be like, this is what's left of it. And they go, okay. And I just do it. I think it's more worth just to buy their insurance.
Well, you got
to
do that also.
I buy it all the time.
Because they don't even, if you buy the insurance, they don't go out and do the walk around. They're like, yeah, you got the insurance. But if you don't, they're out there like, there's a mark here. There's a mark here.
No, you should do that if I have the insurance.
No, but if you got it, then they're like,
they don't, but you're right. If you try to use the American Express one,
But then
I'll do that because I don't want them to come back and be like, there's a scratch.
I go through the guys like, I think it's just road where there wasn't even scratches.
Yeah, so you can make your own.
I'll be like, hey, there's a thing on the right. Because when I'm leaving, they're just like, you notice anything? I was like, yeah. And I just circle, and I sign. I swear to God, like, majority of the time I'll do that. Because first of all, fuck them. They're always trying to talk you into it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you sure? Yeah. Oh, this is this kind of state. It has this kind of laws. Man, fuck you. I'm trying to play these mental games with me. So I can give you the extra of $20 a day. I'm not going to do it. I'm covered with my own insurance. I'm constantly fighting them on them. Like,
I go the full insurance.
I go full insurance if I decide like to get a convertible and I'm going to have a good time. I'll go ahead and get the insurance if it's like an expensive car. And I'll abuse the fuck out of it. Take risks.
Burnouts.
Burnouts.
My buddy hit a car. And it fucking smashed the whole car, and he had the full coverage, and the guy was okay, so he got in an Uber and just went to the gig and then said, their car's on this block here. And that's never fantastic. Heard from him again, ever.
I heard from somebody a while back. They go, oh, if you want to, which I generally tend to do anyway, I guess, but they go, if you want to smoke and not get in any kind of trouble in a rental car, tell them when you're doing the walk around, tell them it smells like smoke a little bit in the car. And I go, that's brilliant. So then I went to rent a car the next time. I go to the guy. I go through all the marks, and I come in. And I go. Also, I notice he goes, it smells like cigarette smoke a little bit in here. He goes, no, don't. I go, yeah, no, you don't. I'm
you know
crazy.
You know how you get that, Jim?
He goes, well, you're a smoker. I can see the cigarettes. He goes, it's probably you. I go, it might be me. It might be me.
You know what you got to do next time? You got to have a cigarette, and then after you're done, get in it for a few minutes, you know, and then get out.
Bring it back for 5 minutes. Yeah, there's a lot of work. It
kind of smells like cigarettes in here. The guy goes, you're right.
Oh, I smoke. I smoke my ass off. You just got to make sure.
I've never got
constantly.
I've never got in trouble in a knock on wood, man. But I've never
only happened once.
Never got in trouble in a car or
hotel
once. One of the housekeeping service people came in, and she was just like, she did that like, it smells good, but you just want to might be careful because like the hotel manager is around stuff. And then once in Vancouver, a neighbor complained and called up. But they're so. By the way, I loved it because it's the same way I would be. I'm so non-confrontational and shit like that.
Yeah.
That the guy called me had my temperament on. He was like, hey, I'm not saying you are, but if you're smoking at all. And they had a balcony. So I was actually smoking on the balcony, but the room next door was complaining about. And it's just like, you know, there's no smoking, but that's also marijuana. And, you know, it's like, so just know. I go, but I'm not. He goes, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying, just so you know, maybe we didn't tell you what the rules are. I want to make sure we got everybody to know that there's no. I'm like, got it. And then I just smoke.
Of like the 100 times I've smoked in a rental car, I've only been charged once.
You smoke cigarettes? And that's because,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, that's the only time. The trick is to close the vents, and then you get the high-powered, like, air freshener.
Yeah.
And then before you return it.
Foot spray.
Foot spray.
Foot spray.
Foot spray. Foot spray.
It's got charcoal in it.
Yeah.
Foot spray when you get out of the car.
Really?
Don't be in the car when it happens.
Yeah, it's
a pretty
course.
Heavy.
It'll choke you out.
But when you get back in the car, it won't be like it didn't. It's insane.
This is,
I found
know,
that out I, the I found that out in a hotel room.
I just I sprayed spray. That I forgot what it's
Ozium?
Called.
Ozium.
Yeah, Ozium.
Yeah,
that's
that
it.
Shit's amazing.
And I spray it inside the vents, and then I'll close the vents, and I'll turn the AC all the way up, and I'll just get the fuck out of the car for a little bit,
yeah.
And then on the way there, I'll just roll down the windows, let it go. And this is where they'll get you. It's the ashes on the light on the sides of the
car. I know
car.
It all.
You gotta just do a little wipe down.
I know everywhere to go.
Yeah.
I bring with me a thing, a small thing of wipes, and I bring the foot spray.
Yes.
It's always in the car.
And when a car duster.
Yo, foot spray. Like, I'm gonna look
foot spray
into
the
that.
Shit out of the roof because it doesn't stick on anything,
hold
but
on.
Doesn't smell like anything.
Ozium
smells.
You talking about like the athlete's foot?
Yeah.
Foot spray?
No, like odor eaters, like foot spray.
Odor eater.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, charcoal.
There's charcoal in it.
Yeah.
You know, I that's very
sucks it right out of the thing. That works in hotel rooms and everything,
oh,
too. Yeah.
Shit.
Just buy some of those foot odor eaters and just put them underneath the seat. Just leave.
That's hilarious.
But it's just like an aerosol spray. It works fucking great.
But
you're right. But where, it's amazing where ash goes when you're done.
Yeah.
Like the center cup holder.
Oh,
I hold
yeah.
a cigarette out the window. It's just like, doesn't just.
It's the lining that
around.
Got me once. And I was
yeah.
like, son of
the
a bitch.
You see
it's right
if
there.
Also
it's
if
right
it,
against that window, the little area where you just, you don't even notice. Your cigarette
yeah.
or your ass just barely touched. And that side in the that back as you chuck.
Also
the
if it rains.
Yes.
It's in the back window, we'll have it all over. You don't even
yes.
realize those things happen.
It's
they
just,
will catch you like
yeah,
that. But I know. I'm thorough now.
Oh, I'm on it. I don't let that shit get me for sure.
I don't
want to
get nailed.
No, you're not going to get me.
I think all that work, he could just quit smoking.
That's true. the tenacity we show to
mean,
go through all of that.
I know, right? I'm like.
But I'll tell you what they sell right by next to the odor eater is at the checkout line. Cigarettes.
Yeah.
Cigarettes, so it's
yeah.
like they want me to do it.
I didn't know about that trick. That's a great trick. I mean, for a while.
The
I
more
was...
embarrassing part is I already owned it because I sprayed in my shoes.
No, I don't. I just wear Flyknits now, so I don't have any problems.
Just go Nicorette.
What's that?
Just the shoes that are knit, you know, on the outside. They're like, no, they really
Flyknit,
really, really
yeah.
well. Yeah, any yeah. Flyknits.
If they get
yeah.
wet, then you're fucked.
You're
well, that's
fucked.
True.
Yeah, like
that's
when
that's
they will never stop smelling after
I'm
that.
I'm fucked right now because I'm addicted to that shoe. I got some on right now, and these right here.
Come on, Dean, you're rock and roll, baby.
I know, well, but my feet die in this city, and all I'm...
You think these are fun right now?
Oh, yeah.
They're not,
hey,
Dean.
Look at, I'm 52. I rocked that up until about 6 months ago, and I was like, all right, fucking, you got
time
me.
Time to get comfortable?
Fuck it up. I was like, here comes old man.
I don't
old
give
man.
A fuck, man. I'm all about comfortable shoes. I don't
yeah.
give a shit. Like, I just try to find the nice with the, you know, that I can wear out and perform with. And
I've changed
that
a lot over the last couple of like, comfort in my feet.
Yeah,
when I did
total.
Sturgis.
Ah,
I did Sturgis in.
This is it, baby. This is it.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is it. Bend knees, take 30 of them on the road, no problem.
But what
I
are
did,
you gonna
I did,
do? In
I
the
did
winter?
Sturgis, the bike week thing out there,
yes,
and I
yeah.
was doing like a TV thing, and I was walking around a ton in. Chuck Taylor's.
Oh, the worst.
Fuck
oh.
that.
Death
and I'm saying at one point it felt like my feet were just like on fire. It was like it was gonna cause a problem with it. And I had to put on like. Just awful shoes we could find like within a few miles drive.
Some New
it's,
Balance.
Sturgis in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And just some plain white sneakers to put on. For me to put it was and I was like, I can't do that again. Yeah, I can't. These boots are actually very comfortable. But like,
the
yeah.
thing
but
is,
I wore uncomfortable
boots.
Ones for a long time. That would fuck my back up. Like,
yeah, my back
shit,
is
you know?
My. I just yeah. it's unbelievable. If I wear a different shoe that's not like doesn't work well with me, everything is fucked. Like yeah. my whole back will be jacked. My legs. Will
I've been
be,
wearing just, Doc Martens my whole life. They say they're aerosols. Oh. I don't feel one fucking air thing in it. You
my
know?
Doc
like,
Martens are my worst. They're the.
Yeah.
Oh man,
oh, you
I
break them in
he-
there better.
Heavy as shit
heavy
too.
As shit.
But
can't
they fucking
it.
Look good,
they look
and,
cool
they, and they're bulletproof,
they
man.
Yeah.
They're bulletproof.
I mean, what am I building a mount? What are you? I don't need this. Like, what am I doing?
The ones I wear on, I think both my specials are one pair. I only pull them out now for like something because they look so cool. But
yeah.
I mean, when I step in them now, because these are like. Palladium, they're called.
Yeah, yeah.
So
got,
they're made to be comfortable on
yeah.
everyday boob. They just kind of look the part. But those, when I step in them now, I feel like fucking Gene Simmons. Like, I'm 3 feet
clunky.
Higher than I am. Like, they're
right,
so
right.
big. And
you're
and
all
like,
clunking.
And when you walk, you're like, steps in these things, like, I mean, that's why my calves are jacked from lugging around these boots.
Yeah, I hear you, man. They're like
my
wearing cardboard,
too.
My calves
are jacked because of the weight I'm carrying up top, to be honest with you.
Well, yes, both of them help.
Yeah, they do.
I got Michael Johnson legs. I'm like Usain Bolt from the waist down. Well, from the below the dick down. Not the whole waist down.
That's a long
I wish.
Below the dick down. That's almost knee down at this
just
point.
Knees down. Knees down.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
Above the waist, I'm like Bruce Jenner.
That's it.
Caitlyn Jenner, strong runner's legs and a pussy.
Hey guys,
a man-made puss.
Hey guys, football season is well underway. All right, let me ask you, how are you doing? Winning on the office pool, huh?
Totally.
Huh? Nope. Nobody. No. Well, how would you like to double your money? Guaranteed. Well, our friends at BetDSI are making it possible this football season when you register with the promo code YKWD100. YKWD100 to help get you started with some extra bang for your buck. BetDSI is offering a double your money on your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right now. And get go when you use the promo code YKWD100. Very, very easy. All right, good to go. Good to go, guys. You guys bet on football?
I don't watch it anymore.
Just with friends.
I stopped watching it.
I wanted to bet on the fight.
Why?
I really did.
I just, you know, I grew up in the 80s with all the great quarterbacks, you know? And it's like now it seems like... You know, you got to look at those guys. You had like Steve Young or Montana, whatever. You had Plunkett. You had fucking, what's his name from the Bears?
Marino, Elway.
Yeah, all those guys, you know. And now there's just like no
Jim
quarterbacks.
Kelly.
You can't touch them. You know, Bill Sims, all that stuff. Now there's just no quarterbacks.
You don't think there's a lot of great quarterbacks?
There's like
there
two.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Oh,
two.
Man, I disagree.
Well, as long as you say one of those two is Carson Wentz. We're square.
Tell me who they
y'all.
Are, man. It's like, fuck,
I mean, go down the list. I mean, Tom Brady, of course.
Well, I'm going to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers is a real quarterback.
Yeah, I think Ben Roethlisberger is pretty insane. Mahomes even is nuts with the Kansas City Chiefs. That kid's awesome.
Drew Brees just broke the record.
Drew Brees just passed everybody for passing
record. I see what you're saying. They were more like gunfighters.
Yeah, they were more gunfighters.
I'm with you.
It was like everybody had a great guy. So it would be like Marino against Elway this weekend. You'd be
that's going to be rad,
you know?
That was crazy. Yeah. Marino was like one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time.
And then you can't touch him anymore, so it's just kind of like, oh, man, too many penalties.
Eagles got nailed in a pretty weak one this week.
Yeah, bullshit.
You're an Eagles guy, right?
Yeah, well,
it's not going to be a good season.
Is it really not going to be a good season?
They just lost Ajayi for the year. So they have to figure out the running back situation. ACL, he's done for the year. And are you an Eagles?
Of course.
Yeah. And
am I an asshole?
It's just. But here's the good news, everyone. Sixers are going to be lights out.
You think so?
Yeah. Nice. Deep playoffs for sure.
Who did they add this year? Did they add anybody this year?
No, it's not even about that. Wilson Chandler. Some like bit pieces.
Well, they were just so young last year. Yeah.
Markelle Fultz is playing. Yeah. Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz, and
if his outside game is good, they're going to be fucking pretty tough to beat.
Who's your pick on the East? Then I guess you're going with Philly.
Yeah, it's going to be Philly or Boston, I think.
Yeah, Philly and Boston in the
I think
Eastern
Joel Embiid is next
sure.
level. Like, no one has any answer for what it is he does.
I agree. I think it will. My feeling is that it's going to be Boston and the Sixers in the Eastern Conference Finals.
A freak.
And in the West, I feel like it's going to be the Rockets and the Warriors again.
I hope it's not the Lakers. I hope the fucking Lakers.
It ain't
going to
be.
LeBron James is so gross.
Yeah. I fucking hate the fact that he went to the Lakers.
Why would you not just retire? He's been playing for so long. Just finish and fucking.
Just call it a day.
They could have came to Philly.
It's like be the story of this guy, this kid from Akron, who went on to play for the team he grew up loving.
Yeah.
And played his whole career that won championships with him and then retire. There. It's just a great story.
I think it's going to curse him, man. I think it's going to curse
him. I think the Lakers is a horrible move.
I hate the Iverson story. And he's my favorite athlete of all time.
I love
him and Brian Dawkins.
Iverson, yeah.
I hate that.
Brian Dawkins was the shit, too.
I hate that Allen Iverson's legacy, when you really watch the story or a documentary, ends with him just scurrying around Like, he went to the Nuggets and he was fine.
It was tough, yeah.
But then, like, what was it, the Grizzlies, the Pistons? It was always teams were, and they benched him at one point, and then Turkey, and it just looked so sad.
Oh, it was very sad.
Then he came out on that Ice Cube 3-on-3 league and was horrible. Like, oh, my God, this guy doesn't even know how to play at all anymore.
I don't even know where he saw that league. Where the fuck did they show it? I've been trying to find that league for 2 years
now. It's bad, dude. It's bad. It's real bad.
Where is it on, though?
It was, like, Fox Sports 1 or something, or ESPN2. Yeah. It was like it was definitely like a back burner thing they put on, but it was really bad. Yeah. It's like there's really no saving grace.
Well, he was broke. Stupid. That's why he was like going from one team. And he was
that's
still
bullshit
do it.
Though. I don't know why they always say he's not broke. He still hasn't gotten like $18 million.
Yeah, he's
from
got
Reebok.
Some cash coming.
No,
in.
No, he's got some cash coming in whenever he's like I think
from
when he
Reebok?
Turns 55. Or
Reebok
something.
Did a smart thing. Reebok was the first company I think started to see that these guys were going to come out and start like. Blowing money immediately. Yeah. Wow. I mean, Iverson, do you remember this? When Iverson lived, there was a hotel called the Adams Mark Hotel on City Line Avenue.
Yeah, I remember Adams Mark.
It was like City Line Avenue in just a shopping and restaurant area. And he, for his first several years, just rented out the top floor of it and had all of his boys in room. And he paid for a hotel floor. For his first like
instead
year
of getting
or two.
A mansion,
and then got like a nice place in Jersey and stuff like that afterwards. But I mean, like, it was
so
just
he's
complete.
Got money
but,
coming
so,
later?
But Reebok, when Reebok gave him his deal, they put the deal was like a half now and half. I think like 55 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, when he
I thought one of the coaches
yeah.
did that for him, didn't?
Was it
yeah.
maybe? Yeah, somebody saw in his heart. They were like, this guy's gonna get gold fucking braids if you don't.
It was either his high school coach or
his high school coach
from being there.
Yeah, it was somebody that helped him out.
So I said he bought his mom a fur house. Yeah. I did recycle that.
I mean, it's hard. It's hard to go from being that broke and to having that much money, and you don't understand what the balance is. I mean, was it Antoine Walker that?
I'll take the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely take the challenge, too. I'm saying that's where it comes from. I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying it makes sense to me when somebody, you know, literally came from shit, you know?
Well, those lottery documentary.
All you want to do is
take care
of
people.
Yeah, you see everyone around you, and they, you know, they don't know how to say no because they feel bad, and they see this guy.
That's the fucking blue chips. Remember blue chips?
Yeah. Yes.
That was the funniest thing is those Anthony Hardaway wants a bag full of cash and a house for his mom and a job for his mom. Like, Shaq didn't want anything, but they gave him things like a car and paid off this and put his family up in some kind of thing. And then it's like, what are the white guy? And he goes, like a newer tractor.
Yeah.
So they got him like a newer tractor for his dad. Was like,
a newer tractor.
Yeah, like, I guess. Like, he didn't have anything. He wasn't struggling that hard. In fact, wasn't the white kid the character? He played like one game and he was like, I don't like this. Like, I don't like this organization. I don't like this. Like way we're playing, so I'm done.
Yeah,
he just 100%. Stopped playing. He just left or something.
You guys baseball fans?
It's
October.
I love it.
Do you watch the whole season?
No,
yeah,
I used
it's
to.
Impossible.
Like
man.
I used to burn out. Like I grew up in San Francisco, so I would just go to games. I could walk to a game, and you could always get a ticket. Like somebody would be like, hey, I got an extra one here. Yeah. I'd go all the time, and I loved it. You know, watching like. That whole Bonds era at the new ballpark, and that was like the
beautiful,
groundbreaking
right
of the new ballpark and stuff. But now I just wait till towards the you know, three quarters. Yeah,
this is it. This is the time where I chime in. I'm from Houston. I'm a big Astros guy.
They're killing
grew
it.
Up with that. I used to skip all the time and I go watch the Killer Bees eat shit against the you know lay a big one against the Braves. I mean, I used to live that life, just like leave school and just go and just go catch those games. It was nice to see them actually bring a championship back home and. That's when I come in. It's October. That's
I love that shit, man. Yeah. And right now, so, like that game last night was insane. The Yankees just got fucking hammered.
Oh, I missed that.
Hammered.
They hammered. Oh,
they're blaming
16
Aaron
to
Boone.
1 or whatever.
Yeah,
he left the pitcher in. 1.
He left the starting pitcher and he wasn't doing well, and he kept him in, and they fucking just tore him open.
So it's 2-1. Is it 5 games in the first
5
round?
Games? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you spend like? 162 games all year.
How about the wild card? One fucking game.
One game.
That's fucking insane.
But you know why that came in was that was back when the Giants won like 113 games and didn't get into the playoffs. It was like, what the fuck? You know, that's so that's crazy. When that came in. And I think, you know, that game against the A's, that was just an incredible, that's like a brutal game. You lose tomorrow, you're fucking done. Yeah.
After
you know?
100, that's devastating.
That shit is crazy.
Not too devastating.
I'm surprised. Philly fans stay with the Phillies. I thought everyone my age would have gone the same trajectory. My stepfather got me into it in the early 90s. I got way into it because it's like I love like looking forward to watching sports. I can't wait till the NBA. Still, yeah. I still watch every Sixers game. Even if I watch it late at night on repeat or whatever. But I watch them all. I watch every Eagles game, and I would watch every baseball game. So at night you'd come home, do homework, and then watch. It was on, and it was great to root for it and care. And then '93, they went to the World Series. They lost. Joe Carter hit a home run, and then the next, I hung in there maybe two more seasons of them being the worst team in baseball. And then they didn't make the playoffs for 13 straight years afterwards, I think. No playoffs. And then I was just like, you realize by about game 60, you're like, this sport is fucking boring as shit to watch.
Yeah, it's
I like it more now, though, that I'm older.
Also, you guys,
I love it. I fucking love watching baseball.
It's a good burnout. And I think
pass out every night, every time. I was watching the game. I was watching the Astros. Come on, buddy. Come on. Come on, guys. Score. I fell asleep. I wake up. They got the lead. I'm like, fuck, I missed the best
That's
part
what's great about
of the
it,
whole
though.
Damn game.
You can just
is
doze
it
off. And
yeah,
it's
come
kind
back.
Of like,
and oh, they're still out there.
I like being intense to whatever I'm watching. That's what I'm saying. It's hard to be basketball's got a little bit of that, but it is hard to be intense at game 50 of 162 games.
Yeah, but it's relaxing. Going to a game's nice, too.
Well,
nice fucking afternoon game, chilling.
You definitely sound like an old man.
I think I'm going
to
do my first.
Listen to it on the radio.
I think I'm going to do, I got invited yesterday. I think I'm going to do my first ever hockey Flyers, Rangers.
Oh, that's
game.
The shit right
I heard
there.
Going the hockey live is unbelievable. But again, it's another one I can't watch. It's ice soccer. It's just like, one nothing after so long. I'm like, something happened.
Well, the weird thing about watching hockey on TV is you can't really see what's going on. But when you're there, you're like, whoa, fuck the thing. The puck's flying by you and shit.
Maybe one
like
of my favorite video games, though, still. I still love playing hockey. Great. And I don't know a player. I just pick the Flyers arbitrarily. I don't know if
NHL
who's good
98.
Or yeah, from the get-go. No, but I get the new
fights,
ones even,
right?
Even though I don't know the things. You can still fight in the games. Yeah,
it's got
but it's not. But the sport, like watching it, man, I know it's a fast-moving game, but it's slow scoring.
Yeah.
I never liked it until I started watching the 24/7s when they do the Winter Classic.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Capitals and the Penguins. It was the two teams they were following. Mm-hmm. And I always thought the same thing with you. Like, this is fucking dumb as shit. But then seeing how they are on the ice, like cursing at each other and fucking they're cursing at the ref and they're fighting.
It's rad.
Dude, fucking badass.
I got into it from the Olympics back when the team in the 80s, or that 82 team, and after that I was fucking in.
Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Kurt Russell was the coach, though, I believe.
Exactly.
I mean, I was born in Kuwait and we played soccer. I mean, that's what we did. So I just, I'm not the guy that keeps track of the Euro League and, oh my God, what's happening in Manchester United.
I can't follow it, man. What the fuck?
But I'm a big soccer guy. When the World Cup comes on, I mean, that's it.
Was it exciting for you? I'm a big celebrity got caught porno shit.
What?
And they keep showing that Allison somebody, some soccer player, like two girls doing coke off his dick, and then he's fucking them both.
I did not see this.
If you know who the guy is.
Yeah.
I can't feel this kinship of like, oh, look at that celebrity fucking these two chicks. I'm like, I guess he's
who
somebody
was it?
Famous
Which soccer
somewhere.
Player?
Allison something. If you look
I
up
that.
I didn't see that.
Where do you catch all? Is this all World Star videos?
No. No, my ring is, I go World Star, thenipslip.com, Shoosh Time. One of those.
Shoosh Time.
Oh, Inhumanity and Daft Porn. They're all the ones that have like the crazy
What's
shit that's worth talking about.
Yeah.
The Nip Slip is all the celebrity like fuck ups of the day as far as titties popping out or camel toes bush and the like.
Allison Becker.
Allison Becker.
I can't pull it up, otherwise we'll get flagged. But
are you on YouTube? Yeah.
All right.
But he does. He has a threesome video with these two smoking hot chicks. Good for him. Soccer. Just never. But it's funny having the perspective of that too. When I was in South Africa doing shows.
I love that place.
Cape Town.
I love that
years
place.
Ago. This is fucking 14, 15 years ago. Jim Jeffries actually got into a fight with this guy. Not a physical fight, but almost a physical fight with this guy. But when we finished the show, they go, you want to come down and take a picture with Graham Smith? I go, They go, no, it's a real photo op. They go, he's the captain of the national cricket team.
Yeah,
I go,
forget it.
I go, right?
Fuck that.
They go, no, like the international, like the one that goes to play the other countries. Yeah. It's not just, you know, like a club team out here. I go, I don't know. And they go, it's like taking a picture with Barry Bonds in America. I go, except you know who Barry Bonds is.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know who Barry Bonds is. And I don't know who Graham Smith is. But we took the picture. But it's like when you tell somebody that, like, we'd be at a bar the next night, And we go, yeah, Graham Smith came to. They're like, you got to meet Graham Smith. You're like, thought he was kind of a douchebag. When I, yeah. I was only able to take him in as a 100%. Dude, not as a celebrity, because there's no perspective on it.
That's so weird. I'm not a big fan of cricket. I mean, that could last days.
Really?
There's games that last fucking days.
Cricket?
Yes.
Wow. Why so long? In,
we'll be back tomorrow. I don't know. I didn't investigate it further because it's fucking cricket.
I mean, did they
when you hear
any?
That news, you took their word for it? He goes, it lasts days?
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, completely.
Well,
I'm
why
good.
Would it last days? Because who cares? The fact that it might.
Last day.
It makes baseball look like a fast game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it does. It yeah.
Three, I think 3
days.
Hours is the perfect escape. Time period. For yeah. That's basketball period. Is basically 3 hours.
Yeah,
football is basically 3 hours. That's the perfect escape time.
I think even 3 hours is pushing it. You yeah. know, like to me, it's 3 hours is the max for sure. Like,
well, the baseball they try to speed it up, you know, so now they don't have.
They have
to,
replays
like,
now.
If you got the 4 pitches, you just send the guy now instead of you know and all that, which is weird.
Wait, what is it? They'll just
They just say we're gonna walk. Yeah, to try to speed up the game. You know?
So you just call out we're gonna walk.
Yeah. Which is weird because part of the thing was you ever see where it's an intentional walk?
Some people screw up.
The fucking guy throws it over his head like
because
they can't throw shitty. They're trained to throw great, so when they got to throw a shitty,
just playing catch at that point. You don't know how to play catch.
They don't because
I've seen so many bad ones, and I also know a lot of people in comedy who have no athletic anything like grace, at all. But I wonder if I would panic if he ever got
the first pitch.
Throw the first pitch. I mean, in my mind, I'm like,
one of my dreams.
I'm like, give me the bullseye, man. I'm gonna zip it. I'll zip it. But you're just like.
Every
I
time
guess,
think,
I guess Chris Rock just never grew up throwing a baseball or something.
Best well, it's 90 ever's. Feet is what's that fucks you up because you're like, oh, 90
it's
feet.
It's far,
but they push you up.
I mean,
well, I'm not.
There's
Rock,
no way. It's you won't. It's well, did they find
Chris
it?
Roth?
He swept it. Yeah. I mean, the internet was swept of this. So that maybe they have it in the middle
How
of a game
long ago
a flashback.
Is this?
Years
ago, yeah.
50 Cent is one of the worst. Gary Bubba Booey is one of the worst.
Terrible.
The best by far is GW after 9/11 and at Yankee Stadium.
What was it?
George Bush when he threw that fucking
George W.
bullet.
I mean, he coasted it in.
Oh, look at
from the rubber, too.
Whoa. What the fuck? Into the fucking crowd.
I got to see that again.
So embarrassing.
Like, that's horribly embarrassing. Then you got to pull up 50 Cents.
Gary from Howard
Stern. What is that?
Gary from Howard Stern's pretty bad. Yeah. Baba Booey. That's maybe the worst.
No, come on. The worst is, what's his name? The governor of New Jersey. What the fuck was his
Chris Christie?
Dick? Yeah.
The crack smoker?
Chris Christie.
But I was
Toronto.
I have a football. I brought a football out to throw around with Lewis the other day in front of my house. Lewis J. Gomez in front of my house. And it's like. I mean, he started to pick it up, but it's like, it's a person who just never showed, like, no, you hold it like this.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? But I was like, for whatever reason, my dad left when I was pretty young, too, but my grandfather even. Just some dude jumped in and was like, here's how you throw a like, some people don't know the motion of just, like, throwing.
Completely.
And trying to explain to somebody is very weird as an adult, too. You're like, you know, man, just, like.
Can't throw a football.
Nobody
throw.
Showed me how to throw a fucking ball.
Like, but even some people don't know how to throw a baseball.
Yeah. It's like the Sandlot.
Nate Bargatze did the meanest thing ever.
What do you do?
To Lewis was he stopped at a rest stop and Nate Bargatze just had in his back in his trunk baseball gloves and a baseball. So me and Nate were having a catch, but he goes, dude, one of these gloves like that has no padding in that hand.
Yeah.
He goes, so I'm gonna give it to Lewis and I'm gonna just gun him at him.
Oh no.
And have him catch him. He started doing it, but then Lewis started to catch like a rhythm of like catching it and then like throwing it.
Yeah.
And it was going you're like, oh, look at Lewis. Like, you know, he's catching the ball, throwing it back with some degree of, like, aim. And and then I remember Nate just threw one, like, on a rope. It's one of those ones. It's the height. And we've all experienced. You played baseball growing up or something?
Yeah, tons.
Everyone's experienced this thing. It's coming at you, and you're like, do I go overhand? Is this coming in where I could take it in like this? You know what I mean? Like, am I getting under it a little bit? And it was just a what do I do with the glove? And his choice was this.
Oh, that's...
Oh,
and that ball, man, that ball traced his inside, and just that meat sounded like... and Lewis was just going, oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh, man, that's
this is years before Doggy. He just, oh!
What is this?
He just was like, I don't know, it was the weirdest pose. It was like, I don't know what he was waiting for, but it just, the ball just like, it came in on such a rope, and it went, and he just heard that, like, where it was like, cutting the air, and went,
oh my
god. Right in his thing and just deaded and falls down the ground and it was like everyone was like, they don't even laugh. Everyone was like, yeah. And he had to do that weird, like half out of breath. Ooh.
No, I'm good.
I see when guys go like this, they don't know what they're doing, and it just goes out of the mid into the face. Like, I got that. Boom. You
so
know?
Dumb. Yeah.
One of my greatest little league, because baseball wasn't my sport. I was a good hitter, but not a very good fielder at all. Yeah. And right field, me and my greatest thing was just a line drive coming at me, and the fear like this,
yeah.
And it just hit the glove thing, and everyone's like, "Yeah," you're like, "Right?"
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't have given
moments.
A shit about the game at that point. I was like, "I'm saving my face."
Yeah.
So I always wanted to pitch. Pitching seemed like the most fun job, but I'm like,
yeah.
That ball coming back at me with twice to three times the speed that
you
I threw it.
The reflexes, yeah.
I go, I'm afraid. I go, if that hits me, and I'm like, "There's no way." Yeah, I'm just, I'll terrify. Like, I'll run from it. I'll hit the deck.
Yeah.
I'll be the first pitcher. Every pitch, I just hit the deck. Please don't ground it.
That happened 3 weeks ago with the Devil Rays were playing the Yankees. Judge was hitting. Dude threw it through a thing. Judge hit it back at the guy.
Be mortified.
And just as he like finished his throw, it was coming right at his face.
Oh.
Dude just fucking went like that. If it would have hit him, it would have killed him. Oh. 118 miles an hour it was coming
at
him. Fuck that. Fucking good night.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but I have to split, guys. I have to go.
I think this is
we got to wrap up.
Yeah, I think it was fun times. Thank you so much for joining us.
Congrats
thank you, Bob,
on your special
to be
here. Again,
dates real quick.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, congrats, buddy.
You want to do your dates real quick?
Edmonton, Canada, come up to Comic Strip. That is the 18th, 19th, and 20th. If you're in Canada, Edmonton, it's a great club. Please come check it out. All Things Comedy Fest. I'm doing What's Your Fucking Deal?
Yeah,
I'm doing
I'm
the
there.
Goddamn Comedy Jam. Yeah, Dean's there. It's Burr. It's I'm doing a theater show with Brendan Schaub, Theo Vaughn, Ari Shaffir, me, Brian Callen. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then just, all my dates just go to BigJComedy.com. And October 30th, I don't know if I'll be on again before, at the end of this month, October 30th, my half-hour special as part of The Degenerates is going to be on Netflix, so please check that
that's
out.
Incredible.
And my albums and all the crowd work albums and stuff. Check it all out.
Congratulations.
And the bonfire.
And congratulations to you, Mo. Fucking, that's fucking, I'm excited, man.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank
Although
you.
It is funny that 75 people have sent me the same flyer for your party.
Are you serious?
I'm like, do I have to RSVP? I'll come.
No, you don't have to do anything. You're just shout up. It was meant to be
Jeff
a
Singer hasn't
party.
Reached out to me in 13 years. Jeff Singer?
I just told Liz
did
to
he
spread
send
the
it
word.
Out too?
Yeah. Are you serious?
Wow, that's hilarious.
No, I just told Liz just to spread the word.
For sure.
I just wanted to have something where we get together and hang out.
That was
great.
Dude.
My favorite shit.
Yeah.
So check out The Vagabond, man. My special is out on Netflix now, man. It's streaming. Very excited about it, and let me know how you feel about it. And thank you so much for having me, Robert Kelly, Bobo. Thank you for having me, host,
Dean.
Man. Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Foley.
Well, they got
thank
their dates
thank
too.
You, buddy.
What's up? Yeah,
if you
gotta
go, Jay, we got it.
Yeah, go
fuck
for it.
Theirs.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you guys so much.
That.
Yeah,
thank
see
you, bro.
Man.
Thank you, Jay.
Let's see what I got. I got All Things Comedy Festival also. Me, Paul Verzi, and Joe Bartnick doing a headliner there. Three of us are kicking off the All Things Comedy Tour at that place. And then Comedy Cellar in December in Vegas. And
beautiful time.
Yeah. That, I love that club. And then here in New York nonstop at Cellar.
Beautiful.
And then,
I'll be at New York Comedy Club all weekend. I don't know if that counts.
yeah, of course it counts.
I got, you can watch Set It Up on Netflix is running right now that I'm in. I got a movie coming out the first of the year called Dish.
Awesome. That's beautiful, man. Congratulations.
Yeah. New York Comedy Club is great these days. It's fantastic.
Awesome. And then you can see Bobby this weekend at Side Splitters if you're in Tampa. Next week he'll be at West Palm Beach at the Improv there. Be at Governor's, the Brokerage, McGuire's. Upcoming in November, go to robertkellylive.com for his tour dates, and sign up for his Patreon, patreon.com/robertkelly. Live from the Shed. There's some new ones coming up with Gabby's dad, David Bryan, Rich Voss. A lot of good ones there, and then we're almost towards that gangbang. Bang bang, not gang bang.
Bang bang. Whoa. Hey.
That requires 1,400.
That's
750 people. We're at 300, guys.
Yeah.
So, and again, thank you, Mo Amir. Make sure you check out his special on Netflix.
How did he get rid of how much money he's got coming in right there?
Wow.
Usually it says how much money, right?
I don't know. I don't.
It's just like a.
Yeah.
Oh, probably. Wow. All right. You're just a mystery there. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
I'm just
promoting it.
I'm just asking because you go to a Patreon page, there'd be a video game kid. It'd be making like 80 grand a month. You're
they're bragging about it.
80 grand a month. The governor's just looking at that like, all
That's
right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is fun. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it, man, for letting me come in and guest house. This is my first time ever guest host a podcast. This is really a lot of fun. Hopefully, I didn't fuck it up too bad.
Oh, no, it's great.
Yeah, check out my special, The Vagabond. I'll be in Europe with Chappelle and Jon Stewart. Catch me there as well. Much love, man. Peace.
Yeah.
Peace.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.